And good evening, folks. Broadcasting live from Al DeMott Courts at the Mark S. Hunt Gymnasium at Sandusky High School. It's high school boys basketball action at WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at CNLACBroadcasting.com. High school basketball on a Wednesday winter storm night on this January 25th, 2023. Able to get this game in. Couple cancellations out there. We'll announce that in our pregame show. Right now, we're still in the fourth quarter with 2.5 minutes left with a JV game between the Brown City Green Devils up against the Sandusky Wolves. Junior varsity game. Our varsity game to follow. Our game of the night here on this Wednesday night on WBGV 92.5 FM. It's the Brown City Green Devils at the Sandusky Wolves. Both teams undefeated in league play. We'll get all the details coming your way, what these teams have done to get to this point already through the midway part of the season. I'm Eddie Fury, broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM. Great to be here on the hard court. We were here last week also for girls basketball. Tomorrow night, also program note, we'll have high school girls basketball, another Greater Thumb East League showdown with the Harbor Beach Lady Pirates at the Marlette Lady Red Raiders. So be aware of that. Pending weather, of course, but we got this one in. Still snowing outside right now. Thank goodness for the new 4x4 vehicle that Mrs. Fury got me. Very blessed to have that. When we get to our pregame show here, we'll talk about what these teams have done thus far. And a big shout-out to our sponsors also. Patronize them and thank them for this presentation of high school basketball action on WBGV 92.5 FM. High school boys basketball coming up. Brown City here at Sandusky. We'll be right back on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at CNLACBroadcasting.com. All right, welcome back. Competitive game right now between the JV teams. It is 29-28, Sandusky JV Wolves leading Brown City Green Devil 29-28 with about a minute left in the JV game. So if that's going to be just as good as this next one for varsity match, I can't wait for it. For coverage here, check out the Sand Lake County News and also your sports line host on Mondays. Cool. Mike Gallagher is here.
Co-host, yes. How's it going, Eddie?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
How's the weather out there? You just came walking
it's
in?
It's not great, but, you know, yeah. I'm extremely thankful that we got this game in. I don't know if you saw the paper today, but...
Beautiful article. It says tonight.
A nice big headline. You know,
you took the risk.
Big showdown tonight in Sandusky. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if you know this, Eddie, but there's a particular group of people that have labeled me fake news.
Oh, really?
So, I... They would have had a field day with that one if we didn't get the game in tonight. So I'm appreciative of Sandusky and Brown City weathering the storm tonight, coming out and playing some basketball.
All you got to do is call in to the most winningest coach, and you'll get the game.
Yeah, yes.
That's all you got to do.
Just calling a favor, yeah.
All right. Well, both these teams are going to do somebody in the Greater Thumb East League a favor. As right now, it's kind of up in the air. This is a battle for the takeover first place, Brown City. And Sandusky undefeated in league play right now, and you couldn't ask for a better mid-season part of the season. Now, I guess everybody, the big surprise, let's just throw that out there, Sandusky getting the big win over Ubley themselves. While Ubley was undefeated in league play, their two losses are 3-2, 4-4 overall. Their two league losses back-to-back, Sandusky and Brown City. And now here we are, Brown City at Sandusky. We get to see a really good player pour down 40-something points on Ubley. Most of them came in the second half.
45 last week against Dubley. We'll see what Sandusky's game plan is. Man, we got a good JV game going here. We might have to call this one. Oh.
It's every broadcaster's nightmare is to have an overtime in JV.
Well, I don't think we're going to have overtime. We got a one-point game here. Danny Hale, JV coach, just called a timeout. We're going to see what he draws up. Wolves are down one right now, 30-29.
Yeah, Danny Hale for Sandusky Wolves, pretty good player in his day.
Yes,
here,
he
not
was.
Too long ago.
Not too long ago. Great basketball player, yep. Football player, tennis player. He did it all.
Very knowledgeable, and he's really good at raining down the threes. And I think you're seeing some of that peel over here in the varsity. They'll use it if they're open here. And this is what I like about the Sandusky Wolves varsity team. First-year head coach Brandon Gieboard, although he's been kind of like a co-coach here for so many
he's
years.
He's been here. Around here, yeah, and he's been with this particular group since, I want to say, like third or fourth grade, you know, with his son being on the team. So they're very familiar with Coach Gieboard, despite it being his first season.
His style seems to be very defensive, protect that paint, keep the players out of the paint, and a little bit of free-flowing type of coaching style. He kind of says, okay, players, this is the place, set yourselves up here, you know. But there is some coaching out there, but it seems very fluid. He's kind of letting these guys, okay.
Well, and that's what you can do when you have this many seniors on the team. I mean, looking at the roster, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 seniors on the team. And, you know, a majority of those seniors have been on the team for 2 to 3 years. So at this point in their careers, you just got to let them go out there and you just got to trust them.
Yeah, and in your article, in your winter preview, the key losses was none.
They didn't have a single senior on the team last year.
So, you know, they had their lumps last year.
Ooh.
It's 29-30 now.
Yeah,
Green Devils take the lead.
Yeah, turnover by the Wolves, and Brown City's going to go to the free throw line.
For JV here.
Man, maybe we might go to overtime. Let's see if this kid's got it. Number 44, what do we got here? Carden Hagee, the freshman, going to the line, looking to put this
one away. There's a lot of Hagees here, aren't there?
There is, yeah. Yep, there's
two of them on the varsity.
Yep.
Yeah. So the key losses in your winter preview says there are none, and, you know, they took their lumps last year, but they're really gelling right now. Despite their five losses overall, those are pretty against some pretty tough teams.
Yeah, I think we looked at their schedule on Sportsline this week. You know, a loss to Reese, lost to Imlay City, lost to Bad Axe. You know, none of those losses looked that bad. The Carroll loss to open the season, 2-point loss.
Yeah. And we know Carroll's a pretty good team.
Carroll's been good, yeah. You know, at first, you know, you kind of scratch your head when you see, you know, a 2-point loss to Carroll, but this is a different Carroll team.
Yeah.
And, you know, the tough loss to Yale, but, you know, at the end of the day, you're just preparing yourselves for conference play because those are the big ones, and, you know, it's paying off.
So you mentioned the 32-34 loss to open up the season. That's the first game, 2-point loss, and then the rebound with a win over KPEC. That does count as a league game, by the way, 49-33. And then they had those three straight losses, a 51-53 loss to Imlay City. They're no slouches. A 32-43 loss to Bad Axe. They're a good team in the Greater Thumb West. 6-point loss to Reese. Doesn't look too bad.
Team. Yeah. Well, and Reese is a team that's scoring a lot of points right now. So 56 is a pretty small number when it comes to Reese.
And then four straight wins against teams you're supposed to win it. At least the first three over Dackerville, over Vassar, over Unionville, Seboing. But a key win in league play over Harbor Beach also, 36-30. That's a good win. And then that loss to Yale. Hey, you got to fix some things. You know what you got to do, especially when you play a BWAC team like that. Very, very, very good team over there. And then you get those back-to-back key league losses that were close games, especially that Marlette game Friday night, 39-35 on this home court where the Sandusky Wolf mascot debuted, I believe.
Yes, yeah, the Sandusky Wolf.
Yep. I'm looking for the couch here, too.
Yeah.
I continue using an app. But then that key win in the middle of the week at Ubley on the road to win at Ubley 47-33. That was a big one.
Yeah, and Coach Gibord said, you know, that was probably their best game of the season so far. And the important thing was they were knocking down their shots because this is a team that's going to play well defensively every single night. And, you know, it's just going to be whether or not the offense shows up. And that's going to be the key tonight, I think, because it's going to be hard to shut down Brown City defensively, so you might have to play a little bit of keep-up.
So, and they're not.
Oh, boy.
29-32, 2 seconds left. The ball goes out of bounds. And it'll be.
That's tough.
Yeah, it'll be a turnover.
Yep. Well, let's see. Maybe they give it. Okay, Sandusky.
Okay,
with
Sandusky
1.4.
Has a chance here with 1.4 seconds.
Here we go, Eddie.
They need a three-pointer to tie it up. It's 32-29.
Yeah,
JV team and a timeout will be called.
Up. Yep, you better draw something up.
All right. So back to the Ubley game. A good win there. And tell me about that game. You had the report on that one?
The Ubley game, yeah. So I think, you know, the interesting thing, we talked a little bit about it on Sportsline, but in the Marlette game, there was two different leading scorers, and in the Ubley game, it was three different leading scorers.
Yeah.
So five different names last week, and, you know, that's kind of the way Sandusky is this year.
Kelton Bukowski, you know, despite his size, right?
Right.
He can drain some threes
out there. Yeah, he's great out there, yeah.
10 points. Kyle Gibord, 8 points also for Sandusky in that win. And they spread the ball out very well. That's the key thing, sharing that ball.
Yeah, they're not going to have a go-to guy every night. Or it'll be a different go-to guy every night, I should say. All right, let's see what they drew up here.
All right, here we go. Last second shot. No, he's going for two,
though. Need three.
You need three.
You need three. Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, Sandusky at the buzzer with the layup. Nick Lean.
He got the shot, but you need three.
Nice shot. Nice shot, but you need three. Oh, no.
31-32. Maybe he was hoping he'd be fouled.
Maybe.
Okay.
He was pretty open, so I don't think he was going to get the foul there.
So
that's tough.
And then the win that Sandusky was coming off also – Another good league win was over Marlette, and that was a close game there.
Yeah, yep, and Marlette.
Against former coach Tristan Pennington.
Yeah, you know he wanted that one, and, you know, they just came in with a great game plan defensively. They executed it perfectly, similar to the way they did earlier in the week against Brown City.
Yeah, Marlette led in that game 18-14 at halftime, but a 19-5 run in the third quarter helped Sandusky.
Yeah, yep, that was a great win for Sandusky to put themselves in this position. And, you know, I expect a little bit more scoring than 39-35 tonight.
Yeah.
But if it is a similar score to that, then I think Sandusky would be pretty happy because I think that'd be more in their wheelhouse.
Okay, so Sandusky currently 7-5, 3-0 in East Play, and whoever wins this game takes over first place also. When we come back, talk about the Brown City Green Devils. They're a pretty good darn team too, what they've done throughout the season. We'll be right back. We're about 15 minutes away from the start of tip-off here at Sandusky High School, Mark S. Hunn Gymnasium, here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It's high school boys basketball. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Ferry, along with San Lake County News sports writer and sports line host on WMIC AM 660 95.3 FM, Mike Gallagher. His San Lake County News out right now, and it, headline did not lie. It says tonight on that headline.
Yeah, that was a relief. That was a relief when I got the message the game was still on tonight.
So. All right, Brown City Green Devils here hosting the actually Sandusky Wolves hosting Brown City Green Devils.
Go.
And Brown City, not bad, only one loss, I believe, in the season, and that was to the pretty good Lakers team back their second game of the season, 64-61. They started off the season with a win over Dryden, 47-41. Pretty good, tough Dryden team there, especially one that beat Deckerville.
Yeah, and they just beat Peck last night, too.
Yeah.
So.
And right after that, lost to the Lakers. They've been on a roll. They beat Kingston, pretty good boys team that we covered on Friday night.
Yep.
They beat North Branch, another BWAC team. They played Dryden again, 51-50. Burton Anderson, pretty good team there, 56-51. Beat Carroll, common opponent. 66-54. Another common opponent for Brown City Sandusky. Harbor Beach win 52-41. And then over Memphis, 56-30. The win over Marlette, huge win there, 62-22. And this one was big. Stay in this race for the league title over at Ubley. So Ubley winning at home to Sandusky. And then that same week last week against Brown City, 61-52. And a huge game for Gaden Muxlow in that game.
Yeah, 45 points, 27 in the first half, set the boys' scoring record for a single game, broke a school record that was held since 1956. Yeah, you know, an interesting couple of games for Brown City last week because we saw different things in both games. In the Marlette game, the strategy was shut down Muxlow and let the other guys beat us.
He still got about 14 points.
He still led the team with 14 points. Yep, so, you know, and then we see in the Ubley game, I'm sure they were focusing on Muxlow, but
if you double-team him, you're going to leave these other guys open, Clint Ford and Brandon Kohler. They had 13 points, including three triples. You open that perimeter. Brandon Kohler had 12 points, all on three-pointers, and Lawson Cooper added 6 points and two triples. Let's not forget about the defense and the assist. They all help each other out.
Yeah, absolutely.
This team kind of similar to what Sandusky does, spread that ball out.
Yep, and it's going to – I think the key to tonight's game is how is Sandusky going to defend Muxlow? Are you going to try and, you know, put one guy on him and, you know, see if he's up to the challenge? Are you going to double team him? Are you going to box in one? You know, what's the game plan for Muxlow? And you know, I'm sure Sandusky's got something in mind, but then it comes back to, you know, you still gotta watch out for Clint Ford. You gotta watch out for Lawson Cooper. You gotta watch out for Brandon Kohler. It's not just a one-man show. Even though the stat book might say that it is, it's not anymore. And, you know, at the beginning of the season, it kind of was.
Yeah.
You know, Gaden Muxlow was willing his team to win on his own. But these guys have settled in into their roles, and they've really stepped up recently. So I'm just excited to see, you know, what we're going to see tonight. I mean, it's...
We really don't know, do we?
We really don't know.
We don't know.
That's because we don't know anything. But.
Yes. Marlette did a good job, actually, defensively.
They did.
Against Brown State and Sandusky, but trying to contain Muxlow, but he still got 14 points. Against Ubley, Gaden Muxlow had 45 points, 27, 7 triples and 27 points in the first half while grabbing 14 rebounds, and he set a record, right?
Yes.
What's that record?
Points in the game.
Of the Thumb or for Brown City?
For Brown City, yeah, okay. For Brown City. I'm not sure what the record is for the Thumb, but yeah. I'd imagine it's probably a little bit more than 45.
So able to close it out also. Just a good job all around for these guys, and they had a 19-point lead at the half, but Ubley was able to come back in that
yeah,
game.
Yeah, because Ubley's a great team, yeah. You know, and it's tough for Ubley to lose those back-to-back against Sandusky and Brown City, but, you know, don't take anything away from the Bearcats. That's still a great team.
And both coaches say both their kids are ready for this game.
Yeah.
You know what's on the line.
Yep.
You know, you kind of hold the lead. No, you can take a loss. It's good that Ubley has two losses.
Yeah.
You can take a loss.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you got to get that team back again and just run out, too.
Well, I think we've said this about the East for a few years now. Nobody's going to go through undefeated, and, you know, nobody's going to finish the year with one loss. You're going to have a two-loss, three-loss champion, or you're going to have some co-champions. So the winner of this game and the loser of this game, it's not all that important because it's so early in the season, but it does feel good being in first place by yourself. So
this team was 7-14 overall last year. They've already surpassed that. They tied.
Oh, there he is. There's the Wolf. Oh, boy.
You're going to get a picture of this
one
again.
I'm going to get a picture, yeah.
All right. He looks a little clean out there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Actually, looks like the coyote that's in my backyard right now. So, yeah. All right. So that's what Brown City has. Head coach, by the way, Robert Hatton, 10th season, second in Brown City. Very good coach. 106 wins, 83 losses, career record at Brown City. He was pretty darn good at Davison also.
Yes, he was, yeah.
He was really good at Davison.
He was very good at Davison.
But they're I guess you could say, they require even more higher standards winning seasons.
You know, it's hard to pass up the opportunity to have Mike Williams as your head coach.
Yeah.
Obviously, the legendary Flint Beecher head coach. But, hey, it works out for Brown City because now you got a great coach here. So,
all right, we're going to get ready here for action. We got our MHSAA this week in high school sports, and we'll get ready for high school basketball action here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Thank you, Mike Gallagher.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right, back here on WBGV 92.5, our national anthem. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Starting lineups here. George Leseski to announce. Your starters announced there. Your starters for Sandusky. All right, number three, Brandon Kohler for Brown City. Number 11, Ethan Worrell. Number 13, Gaden Muxlow. Number 22, Clint Ford. And number 32, Kalen Hagee. Your starters for the Brown City Green Devils. For Sandusky Wolves, the host. Number 0, Barry Lester. Number 3, Kyle Giebord. Number 5, Caleb Meinard. Number 23, Braden Bender. Number 24, Kelton Bukowski. And number 32, Jackson Kurtanis. We have a whistle called already, and it looks like a turnover. It'll be Sandusky Wolves ball. With the dribble, number 23 coming down the court. Braden Bender. Pass out to the left side, driving to the basket, number 3. Kyle Giebord, he'll pass it off to number 5. Caleb Meinard back over to the left corner, posting up. Trying to post up. He'll lean his shoulder in. It'll be a foul on Brown City, however. The call in favor of Sandusky. So Brown City gets called for the foul. Number 22, his first foul of the game, Clint Ford. Baseline inbounds pass to the left corner, to the high post, down the right lane, the drive to the basket. It goes out of bounds after the shot attempt by number 3, Kyle Giebord. That'll be a miss. Inbounds pass to the baseline. Number 32, Jackson Kurtanis. Swings it over to number 23 to Kyle Giebord, left corner. Three-point range. Back up top to number 23, Braden Bender. Over to Kurtanis. He gets a three to open it up. 3-0. Sandusky with the lead at the 7-10 mark. 3-0 is your score. Sandusky Wolves leading Brown City. Brown City with possession. They're moving from right to left on your radio dial or stream dial at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Number 22 driving to the basket, Clint Ford. Pass on to number 13, the big man, Gaden Muxlow. He passes off left side. Reverse layup, no good by number 32 with the attempt. Kalen Hagee and picking it up for the rebound. Sandusky, number 23 with it, Braden Bender. He'll pitch it up. A nice dart underneath the basket for a layup for two. Number 5, Caleb Meinard. It's 5-0, Sandusky. 6:35 to go and counting. Nice pass from Keyboard, or actually that was Braden Bender, into the paint with the assist. Clint Ford goes in the middle of the paint. He'll drive it a basket for a layup. First point scored for Brown City. Ford with the 2 points. 6:15 to go. It's 5-2. Sandusky with the lead. Keyboard with it. Left wing. Over to the right wing. The Bender. Over to the right corner. Number 0. Barry Lester swings it up top to Keyboard. Just passing the ball around the perimeter. Trying to get open. Back up top to Jackson Kurtanis. Giebord at the right wing with the ball now. Just going around the perimeter, trying to get open. To the high post, to the right elbow. Gaden Muxler challenging the big man, number 32, Jackson Kurtanis. And they'll go back and reset to Braden Bender. Pass over to left corner, Kyle Giebord. It's 5-2, Sandusky leading, 5.5 to go here in the first period. Trying to post up. He'll go up with a short floater. He went from the left low block to the middle of the paint with a one-handed floater. Number 23, Braden Bender. Three different scores for Sandusky. They lead 7-2. 5:15 to go here in the first. Gaden Muxlow with it. It's almost a double team on Muxlow. Wide open, though, is number 3 with a three. Putback attempt by Brown City. And I think Sandusky will get called for the foul after number 3. Brandon Kohler went for the 3-point from the left corner. From the baseline. They'll take it out on the right side of the basket. Brown City ball after that 3-point attempt. It's 7-2. Sandusky leading. Clint Ford to throw it in. Way up top. Grabbing his number 11, Ethan Worrell. He'll hand it off to Muxlow. Muxlow down the left lane. Will lay it up. Off balance. And somehow he makes a shot athletically. 7-4. His first points. Muxlow making it 4:55 to go. 7-4. One possession. 7-4 lead for Sandusky. They have possession. Barry Lester over to Bender, left corner. Giebord with it at the left wing, 3-point range. He'll go to the high post. Holds up to Kurtanis. Back over to number 5, Meinard. Posting up Kurtanis. He can't get that shot. Right low block. Had a wide open look. Good pass from Giebord from the right corner. Here goes a fast break for Clint Ford. Off balance, lays it up for two. No good. Brown City ball open for the three. Number three, he hits the rim. No good. Put back attempt by Brown City, but a block by Sandusky. And another shot attempt by number 13 with the put back. Noah's number 32, Kalen Hagee. And it's seven. Did they count the shot or not? 7-4. They're wondering if the shot does count, and it does. 7-6, and chance to tie it up. 3-point play attempt here for Brown City. Six different shooters, maybe seven different shooters so far. Trying to get the 3-point play here. All right, number 32, Kalen Hagee, or Hagee. He gets his 3-point play and ties it up, 7-7. All tied up, Brown City ball now. Free throw was good. Coming down to 4:05 to go. Number 24 in the game here, Delton Bukowski. Bukowski asking for the ball. He'll swing it over to Cartanis. The bender, left corner. He'll swing his way to the left wing. Block, stolen away by Brown City. There is a foul, and it'll be on Sandusky, I believe. Number zero, Barry Lester, Brown City ball. 7-7, all tied up. Inbounds pass to Clint Ford for Brown City, number 22, with the dribble to the right side. The number 11, Ethan Worrell, to number 32, Kalen Hagee. Or Hagee, from the elbow for two. Muxlow, no good. Rebound picked up by number five, Caleb Minard. Over to Bender. Number zero, driving the basket from the right corner. Lays it in from the right low block. Number zero, Barry Lester. So many different shooters right now. It's anybody's game, 9-7. 3:25 to go here. Sandusky with a 2-point lead, taking back the lead. Brown City tied it up. Stolen away in midair by number zero, Barry Lester. After a pass for number four, Lawson Cooper was stolen away. Bender passes it off left side, open for the open shot. Great assist by number 23, Braden Bender, to number zero, Barry Lester. Back-to-back points there for Lester. 11-7. 2:58 to go, and a long shot for two inside of the left wing, no good. Rebound, Sandusky. Number 24 with the dribble, Kelton Bukowski. Over to the right wing. To Cartanis, to Bender, left wing, 3-point range. To Bukowski, he'll drive the right lane, passes it off to the right corner, Minor for three. He swishes it for three. Number five, Caleb Minor. It is a 14-7 lead for Sandusky, largest lead of the game. 2:30 to go here in the first period. Gaden Muxlow with the dribble. He'll drive it to the basket, left side, he is bumped. It'll be a foul on, I do believe, number five, Caleb Minard, who just made a three. Some substitution coming in. Number 10, Andrew Bowlesby. And number one, Brendan Long, coming into the game. Coming out to number 32 for Brown City, Kalen Hagee. And number 40 coming in, Thomas Geiger. Inbounds pass, Muxlow in to Ford. For Brown City with the possession, number 11, Ethan Morrow. Pass off to Gaden Muxlow, 3-point range at the top of the point. Pass off to Ford. Ford drives to the basket. Pass over to right corner. Driving down the lane, back to Ford. It's ball hits the line, goes out of bounds. Underneath the basket after a bounce pass. It'll be Sandusky ball after the turnover by Brown City. It's 14-7. Sandusky with a 7-point lead with 2:05 to go here in the first. Sandusky with possession at the high post. The number one, Brendan Long, pitching it in, posting up. He'll turn around jumper. No good by number 10. Good attempt by Andrew Bowlesby. Had the hype. Rebound picked up, though, but defensively by Brown City. Ford for three from the left wing. He hits the rim. No good. Grabbing a rebound. Three Sandusky players underneath. That was number 24, Kelton Bukowski. A pass off to Long. To Bender, to the left corner, driving down the baseline, will hold up. Bukowski back over to Bender. Minard to number 10, Andrew Bowlesby. just passing the ball around a lot here around the perimeter. 1:15 to go, 14-7, Sandusky leading Brown City. High school boys basketball. Long pitching it in to the left block. Back to Long at the top of the point to Bukowski. Under a minute now to go here in the first period. Brendan Long, a pass to the Miner in the right corner. Muxlow on defense on him. He'll go for three, number 24, hits the glass, no good. Kelton Bukowski misses a shot. Clint Ford with a rebound for Brown City. 45 seconds to go. Hands it off to Muxlow. Muxlow over to the right wing to Worrell. Worrell back to Ford. Ford will take the three from the left wing. Hits the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound and grabbing it. Number 40 with a putback shot. He can't drop it. Still fighting for the rebound. Sandusky comes away with it. 30 seconds to go. Andrew Bowlesby with the rebound for Sandusky. 14-7, Sandusky ball, and they have the lead against Brown City with 20 seconds to go here in the first. Bowlesby swings it over to Braden Bender, left wing. Down to 14 seconds, left corner to number 24, Kelton Bukowski. Back to Bender to the top of the point, three-point range. Down to 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. High post for three, fade away. He swishes it at the buzzer! Number 24, Kelton Bukowski with the three at the buzzer. It's 17-7. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back at the buzzer. A three-point shot for Kelton Bukowski. 10-point lead here for Sandusky. Largest lead of the game. 17-7, and Sandusky will open up a possession with the dribble at the point. Braden Bender swings over to number 32, Jackson Cartanis. To number 24, Bukowski at the left corner. Three-point shot from the top of the point. Hits the back of the rim. Missed by Bender, but picked up for the rebound. Number 11 for Sandusky, Carson Champeau. To Bender, to Bukowski. They're just passing the ball around, trying to find a good open shot. Bounce pass to Cartanis. Now over, just around the perimeter. Now we're to the right side, right corner. Sandusky ball. They lead 17-7 in the second period. Almost taken away by number 3, Brandon Kohler of Brown City, but Sandusky still has a bounce pass inside. The ball is disrupted, stolen away by Clint Ford, but Sandusky steals it right back. We'll have a timeout called, almost threatened probably a turnover there for a travel, but they'll call a timeout, 17-7. Sandusky ball come out of the timeout to lead 17-7, a three-point shot by Bukowski from the right wing, no good. Goes out of bounds, will be Brown City ball from the far side of the court. Muxlow to throw it in to Ford with the dribble now, 17-7. Sandusky with the 10-point lead. Ford drives to the basket, middle of the paint with a floater for two, ending the Brown City drought. It's 17-9. 6:45 to go here in the second period. Sandusky with the lead. That was the first point scored in the second period. Sandusky ball, Champeau with it, over to Bukowski, right wing, back to Champeau. Back to number 0, Barry Lester. Loose ball, but saved by Bukowski. He just throws it in. Jackson Cartanis is right there to pick it up, and open look for three, swishes that one. Left wing, good for two for Braden Bender. It is 20-9, Sandusky with the lead with 6:11 to go. Sandusky leads, 6:05 to go. Reach in foul though on Sandusky. Four fouls on Sandusky right now. One for Brown City. And number 0 will come out. That's his second foul, Barry Lester. That'll be five fouls now for Sandusky. Inbounds pass Ford over to number 3, Brandon Kohler. The gate in Muxlow. He'll go for three, left corner, hits the rim, no good, grabbing for the rebound. Braden Bender with the ball for Sandusky. Cartanis will go right to the basket for two from the right low block. He can't get the shot. Rebound, Muxlow. Muxlow between two defenders, driving to the basket. He'll throw it up. He is fouled hard by Sandusky. And it looks like he'll go to the line for two. We'll be right back. And both free throws good for Gady Muxlow. It's 20-11. Sandusky leading by 9. Number 11 with the dribble, Champeau, bounce pass over number 24, Kelton Bukowski to Champeau, swings it over to Braden Bender, open look for him, sweet spot for three, hits the back of the rim, no good, rebound number four, Brown City, Lawson Cooper, Caden Muxlow, who made his back-to-back free throws, three free throws made here for Brown City, they're the only ones who've taken them. He slips and falls, but he'll get the pass off to number four before called for the travel, Lawson Cooper over to Clint Ford. And it looks like Brown City still has the ball, I believe. So it'll be Brown City ball. And it looks like he was fouled. Clint Ford. So he'll go to the line for his free throw. He'll miss that one, though. That's the first free throw miss. Under five to go. 22-11. That's 7,000. Sandusky, so Brown City on offense will be going to the line for the 1-1 or 2 in the game. It's number 22, a three-point shot by Champeau with the miss. Rebound picked up by Brown City, Gaden Muxlow. Number 22, Kyle Donagrande in the game here for Sandusky. Muxlow with the ball, goes to the high post. He'll do a floater for two, and as it goes in the middle of the paint, on the defender, 20-13. Brown City mounting the comeback. Muxlow with four straight points here for Brown City. 4:25 to go. 20-13. Missed shot. That's the missed shot by Sandusky. And it will be Brown City ball with a rebound. Snow must be falling out there, so the connection went off just momentarily. We're back on here, as long as I keep an eye on it. Driving to the basket in the middle of the paint. Muxlow, no, number 32 for the swisher for the three. Number 32, Kalen Hagee for three. It's 20-16, a comeback here for Brown City. Hagee with a three, with 3:45. And counting. Now make that 335. A three-point shot for Champeau. He swishes one to answer back for Sandusky. 23-16. Champeau laying it down for Sandusky. The answer back with a three-point shot. 325 to go in the second period. Sandusky leading 23-16. Muxlow with it at the left corner. Making some fancy dribbling and moves there. A look-away pass. Three-point shot. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Sandusky after the miss by number four, Lawson Cooper. Sandusky ball to slow it down just a bit now. 3 minutes to go here in the first half, second period. Sandusky ball. Donagrande, a pass off to number 11. Carson Champeau, he'll pull back on the top of the point. 2:40 to go here. Minard with it. Back to Champeau, he'll pull back. You seem a little gassed here. Bounce pass over to Caleb Minard. Right wing, high post to Katanis. Katanis throws back to Champeau. Ford comes up to try to challenge him. Champeau says, okay. Swings it over to the left corner. Donagrande. Ball almost punched out, still away by Brown City, but Donagrande gets it back. Open shot for three. Champeau, no good. Caleb Minard runs right in. There's a lot of green underneath for the rebound, and Cooper will come up with it. Number 22, Clint Ford with it, that is. For Brown City, Gaden Muxlow on Katanis. Katanis really challenging Muxlow really well, and Muxlow just throws it away, can't get in. Jackson Katanis just over him, but the speed by Muxlow with the three-point shot hits around the rim, no good. Be a foul underneath the basket. It'll be Sandusky ball with 1:53 to go here. 23-16. Fighting for the rebound offensively was Brown City, but they got called for the foul. Two fouls at number 23. Actually, that ball might have gone out of bounds or something, so I don't see the foul was up there. So it'll be Sandusky ball. Number one back in the game, Brendan Long. Over to number five, Caleb Minard to the right corner, Bukowski. Around the perimeter they go, trying to find an open shot. Donagrande still in there, along with number 10, Andrew Bowlesby in the middle, the high post and paint area. He's got that hyphen size. Muxlow on him on defense. 1:29 to go here. Bounce pass to the left. Donagrande to Long. Long to the high post. Holds up to Minard. To Bukowski. To Minard. Around the perimeter they go, to the left side. Donna Grande down to Lane. Could have took the shot, he had an open look. Back to Long and to Donna Grande. To Bowlesby, to Minard. Right wing, three-point range. To the left side, to Donna Grande is where he's been posted at the left corner. He's double-teamed, and he gets the bounce pass out, but stolen away. It's one-on-two. Muxel driving to the basket. He'll throw it up, and he gets it in for two. 53 seconds to go here. 23-18, timeout called by Sandusky. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, broadcasting also at sandlakebroadcasting.com. 23-18, 52 seconds to go here. We'll be right back. All right. Come out of timeout. Sandusky ball, 23-18. Sandusky with the lead. Sandusky ball. Donna Grande with it with 36 seconds left here in the first half. To Brendan Long, Jackson to Cartanis, Caleb Minard with it at the right corner now. He is being challenged and defended by Muxlow. Gets the pass over to Bukowski. Brown City wanted to travel. Fans did at least. At least you're better officials in the stands than you are on the floor. Brendan Long with the dribble down to 12 seconds. Kelton Bukowski throws it back over to Brendan Long. Brendan Long gets a pick from Minard. 4 seconds. He'll go for a long NBA three. He swishes it at the buzzer with 1 second left. Brownson has no time for a shot. Number five, Caleb Minard making it 26-18. Sandusky takes the lead at the half with 0.05 seconds left and makes that shot NBA range. 26-18. Sandusky with the lead. We'll be right back. It's halftime. Welcome back. At the buzzer, Caleb Minard makes a three-point shot near the buzzer. I would say about a half second left, but just Brown City really didn't have any time to throw that ball in as that full court pressure was readily applied by Sandusky. But, hey, good lead right now. They're throwing it down when they have to. Your score is 26-18. Sandusky Wolves leading the Brown City Green Devils. And Jackson Cartanis doing a good job on defending Gaden Muxlow. And they double-team him when they try to go to the paint. But, however, leading scorer right now, Gaden Muxlow for Brown City with 8 points, 6 points for Kalen Hagee, and 4 points for Clint Ford. 3 out of 4 free throws for Brown City in the first half. No free throws taken by Sandusky. Leading scorer, Caleb Minard with 8 points. He's got 2 threes, including that buzzer beater. 5 points for Braden Bender, 3 points apiece for Gelton Pukowski, Jackson Cartanis, 2 points for Barry Lester. 3 points for Carson Champeau also for the Sandusky Wolves. They lead at the half, 26-18. The winner of this game will take over first place in the Greater Thumb East. Talk about some of the other games going on tonight also when we come back on our halftime report here on WBGV 92.5 FM and broadcasting live on the internet at sandlakebroadcasting.com. I'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM at the half, 26-18. The Sandusky Wolves leading the Brown City Green Devils, Greater Thumb East League showdown. Whoever wins this game takes over first place, but of course you got the rest of the season to play for both these teams. Right now, if you didn't hear the pregame, Sandusky overall record currently holding at 7-5, 3-0 in league standings. Brown City 4-0 in league standings. They are 10-1 overall. Both teams beat Ubley. Add Ubley. Ubley at 3-2, 4-4 overall also. Some of the other games going on tonight also. Let's talk about that. Including this game, our game of the night. Brown City at Sandusky. Ubley at Marlette was canceled. Of course, we got a winter storm in effect right now since 10 a.m. It started falling heavily around the 3 or 4 o'clock hour, especially on the lakeshore. So that Ubley at Marlette game was canceled. Big shout-out to Jonathan Bisher, who was going to make that long trek here to help out. And I told him to stay home, even though he has a 4x4. Hey, he came out for bowling. We did pretty good last night at Melody Lanes with the Thumb Tugger Sports Bowling Team. Shout-out to those guys. To Cody Clee, Sir Philip Nickel. I think he forgot to come here. That's okay. Ashley Winter Palmer, Adam Filkins, Mikey Smith also. Big shout out to those guys. Memphis at Harbor Beach was canceled also tonight. So those are some makeup games, which Brown City and Sandusky wanted to play this game. Brown City not too far, a little bit of a truck of a drive, so they're going to be careful going home. Cassidy was at Reese. I don't know if that game was going to be played or not. Bad Axe at Unionville, Seabling Vassar at Lakers tonight. Millington at Carroll was canceled, and the high school high kick game with Marysville at Sandusky Thumaria Legion was canceled also. Here we go. Switching side to the field, driving to the basket for a layup right away. Clint Ford with a pass to the left side to Gaden Muxel. He lays it in for two to up at the scoring, 26-20. It is Sandusky leading by two possessions. Muxel now with 10 points. Sandusky ball, right to left on your radio dial or on your stream at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Jackson Cartanis throws it over to Braden Bender to Kyle Keyboard. Didn't hear much from him. He'll go down the right lane. Over to Bender. The number zero, Barry Lester at the right wing. Up top to Caleb Miner to Jackson Cartanis. He'll drive to basket, but he'll hold it and stolen away by Gaden Muxlow. Muxlow with the dribble. He'll go down the left lane to lay it up for two. High against the glass. No good. Braden Bender with a rebound for Sandusky. Looking for a fast break, but too much green. Doing a good job of pulling back, defending that paint with the Brown City Green Devils. The foursome. Sandusky ball. Caleb Miner up top to number zero, Barry Lester. Keyboard over to Braden Bender. Almost loses it. Bender will get it right back. He'll drive to basket. Right low block. He's double teamed. He'll throw it back out to Jackson Cartanis. Number 32 down the left lane. Laying it up with one-hander no good by Keyboard. Rebound picked up by number 11, Ethan Worrell. Gaden Muxel coming down with a dribble. Open it up with the scoring first here. It's 26-20. Sandusky holding a six-point lead. Brown City ball now. Worrell over to Gaden Muxel, left wing. He'll drive it to the basket between two defenders. Lays it up for two. Between two, three defenders. 26-22. Muxel again with that shot with 5:56 to go. Sandusky ball. 26-22, four-point lead now for Sandusky. Pitching it into Jackson Cartanis. He'll try to post up with the left block. Hook shot for two. He gets it over Muxlow. 28-22. Sandusky with the lead. With 5:37 to go. Jackson Cartanis. High post shot from the right elbow. No good by Ethan Worrell. Loose ball picked up by Kyle Keyboard for Sandusky. Throws it over to Bender, left side. Caleb Miner, left corner. 28-22. 5:20 to go here in the third. Braden Bender over to Kyle Keyboard. No free throws taken by Sandusky at all in the first half. All free throws was Brown City in the first half. 3 of 4. In the middle of the paint, loses the ball. Good check there by number 34. That was number 32, actually, Kalen Hagee. And Muxel will pick it up for Brown City with that steal. For Brown City, pass off to Clint Ford with a hook shot from the left wing. Goes to the paint, no good. That was Brandon Kohler, actually. And the rebound by Sandusky. Jackson Cartanis. Cartanis up top to Caleb Minard. And over to Braden Bender. Cartanis over to Keyboard to Bender, right corner now. 4.5 to go, 28-22. Loose ball stripped away again. Another steal by Brown City. Fast break attempt. Clint Ford driving the basket with a floater for too high against the glass. No good. Jackson Cartanis was on defense, and the rebound picked up by number zero, Barry Lester. Hands it off to Kyle Keyboard at the point. 4:12 to go here. 28-22, six-point lead here for Sandusky against Brown City. Sandusky ball, bounce pass to Minard. Ball is knocked out of bounds by Ethan Worrell, Brown City. Substitutions coming in. Carson Champeau and number 24, Kelton Bukowski, in for Caleb Minard and Braden Bender. They'll take a seat. Number three, Brandon Kohler will sit down. Number four coming in, Lawson Cooper. Inbounds pass for Sandusky from the baseline to the right timeline corner. Driving the left lane, off balance, good defense He'll take the shot, but misses it. Barry Laster, fast break. Clint Ford can't get there in time, but a three-point shot by number four. That's an air ball and picked up for the rebound, number 11. Carson Champeau for Sandusky. It's 3:40 to go here in the third. 28-22. Sandusky ball. Kyle Keyboard, head fake for a three. Over to Kurtanis, to number 24 now. Right corner, Kelton Bukowski. Just around the perimeter, trying to find an open shot. Barry Lester with it at the right wing now. He'll pitch it in to number three, Kyle Keyboard. He's double-teamed. He'll throw a shot up anyways. Trying to fight for the rebound. He'll save it for Sandusky, but they last touch it. Just touching the out-of-bounds line on the right side. And it goes out of bounds, and I don't believe Brandon Keyboard. Coach didn't like that, but I think he was just kind of talking to some players. A couple substitution coming down. Jackson Kurtanis, and number zero taking a seat also, Barry Lester. In the game now, number 10, Andrew Bowlesby. Gaden Muxlow, double team at the high post. He'll throw it off to number 11 for a three. No good, Ethan Worrell, after the shot attempt by number 22 or the pass, Clint Ford. And Sandusky will pick up the rebound defensively. 28-22, no scoring since the 5:37 mark. 2:45 to go in the third. Up top to number one. Shot for three. Kyle Keyboard will swish that one from the right wing. 31-22, ending that scoring drought I was complaining about. 2:32 to go. Keyboard with the three. 31-32 in the third. 2:25 to go. Brown City ball. Clint Ford pitching it in to Gaden Muxlow at the right low block. Triple team almost. He'll go between the defenders. He'll go up. There'll be a foul. It'll be a shooting foul, I believe, and we'll be right back. Free throws good by Gaden Muxlow. Sandusky passing the ball around. They'll miss a shot, and Gaden Muxlow will pick up the rebound defensively for Brown City. 31-24, Sandusky with the lead. Two free throws made by Gaden Muxlow after the miss shot by Sandusky. In the last possession, Brown City with the ball. Number four with the ball at the left wing for Brown City. Lawson Cooper. Pass up to Ethan Morrill, to Clint Ford, to Gaden Muxlow at the right elbow on the lane, trying to get between triple defenders there. He'll pass it out to Clint Ford. 3-2 zone defense, it looks like, being applied, or they'll just double-team Muxlow. Muxlow just doing some fancy dribbling. He'll go into the basket from the right corner to the right low block, hit the back of the Sandusky player, will be Brown City ball, after a missed shot by Muxlow. All right, 31-24, 1:10 to go from the right corner. Inbounds pass from the sideline to number 32 for Brown City. Kalen Hagee over to Muxlow. Muxlow to Clint Ford, left wing, left corner now to Lawson Cooper, to Ethan Worrell around the perimeter. Under a minute to go, 31-24 in the third period. Sandusky leads by seven. Up top to Muxlow. A lot of yelling and coaching out there. By Keyboard, Coach Keyboard. Driving to the paint, has an opening, lays it up for two, no good by number 32. Rebound Sandusky, Kalen Hagee went for a shot. That was from the left corner into the middle of the paint, in front of the rim, Sandusky ball. Jackson Kurtanis on the floor along with Andrew Bowlesby, number 11. Carson Champeau along with Kyle Keyboard made the last points for Sandusky with a three. And number 24, Kelton Bukowski. Champeau with it. Number 11, Carson, the junior. He is double-teamed, loses the ball. Brown City with the steal. 8 seconds to go here in the third. Last second shot possible here. Muxlow for three. He is fouled, though. And he'll go for three free throws with 1.4 seconds to go. We'll be right back. All three free throws from 3 points, three free throws made by Gaden Muxlow. It makes it 31-27, 1 second left. An inbounds pass for Sandusky ends the third period. 31-27, Sandusky with the lead by four. We'll be right back for our final frame here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Starting off the fourth final period, 31-27. Sandusky with the lead against Brown City. In the fourth period, as we started off here. Whoa. Foul is called.
Wow.
And I think it'll be on Brown City, number 22, Clint Ford. Fans out here telling them that you can't do that. Inbounds pass for Sandusky underneath their own basket to Jackson Cartanis. Gaten Muxel on defense. Cartanis will dribble, move out. Over Braden Bender at the right wing. To number zero, Barry Lester. Back to Caleb Minard. Ball was stripped away. Another steal by Brown City. Whistle was called. And a foul by Sandusky. That's a 4 or 5 steals here in the second half for Brown City. And another takeaway with 7:31 to go. ...31-27, 7.5 to go in the game. Sandusky with a 4-point lead. Brown City only tied once and have not led at all in this game. Sandusky's held this lead, led by as much as 10. Floater for 2 for Gaten Muxel. It bounces in after a couple bounces in the back of the rim. They get the first point. It's 31-29. And we'll have a timeout called, or a whistle was called right now. It'll be a jump ball, apparently.
Hey, keep working. Let's go.
A reset here. Okay. 31-29. Some substitutions here for Brown City. 31-29, 7:11 to go here. For Sandusky, Jackson Cartanis up top for Sandusky. 31-29, they have a 2-point lead. Caleb Miner with 3, hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Gaten Muxlow, he'll pick it up for the rebound and come down with a dribble for Brown City. They could try to tie it up or take the lead here now. 31-29. Ethan Ward almost loses it. Saves it for Brown City to Clint Ford. Gaten Muxlow at the left corner. Pick set there on Jackson Cartanis. He doesn't take it, but Muxlow goes in. He'll be called for the offensive foul. Leaning in, going to the basket from the left lane. And it'll be a foul on Brown City, Gaten Muxlow. 3 fouls apiece. Brown City called for the foul offensively. Inbounds pass. Full court pressure here by Brown City. On Sandusky with possession. Sandusky with a 2-point lead. 6.5 to go. 31-29. With the dribble, Braden Bender. Pass over to left side to Caleb Minard at the left wing. Up top to Kyle Giebord. Over to the right corner now to Jackson Cartanis. Lays it up for your right lane. No good. But saved by Sandusky. And we'll have a jump ball. It was a good pass. He had a great quick look to it down the right lane, but shot did not go in for number zero, Barry Lester. Jump ball in favor of Brown City on the ensuing rebound and battle for the ball in possession. 6:09 to go in the game. 31-29, Sandusky leading by 2. Brown City has a chance again to tie it or take the lead. Gaten Muxel pass over to left side, left wing to number 4, Lawson Cooper. Cooper over to Clint Ford to the right wing. He'll go to the high post. A handoff to Cooper to the high post. To Haggy at the right low block. He's double teamed, passes it off to Cooper for 3. He swishes it for the 3-point shot. First lead of the game. 32-31, Brown City. Lawson Cooper for the 3 from the right corner. 5:35 to go in the game. 32-31, the first lead for Brown City here in the fourth. Cooper with a 3-point shot. Sandusky with possession. They're down by 1 now. Comeback here for Brown City. Braden Bender up top to number 0, Barry Lester. Lester over to Kyle Giebord, left wing. Long scoring drought here for Sandusky. Champeau will go for 3. He swishes as an answer from the right wing to take back the lead for 3, 34-32. Champeau with the 3 for Sandusky. 5 minutes to go and counting left. 34-32. Sandusky leading. Gaten Muxlow with it at the point on Jackson Cartanis. Round the right lane. He lays it up for 2. Muxlow gets back his own rebound underneath. He's double teamed. Loose ball. And Brown City coach Hatton wanted a foul. He said arms were hit. He won't get the call, and it'll be Sandusky ball. 4.5 to go. Jackson Cartanis over to Champeau with another 3-point attempt. He gets an air ball on that one. Rebound, number 11, Ethan Worrell. 4:20 to go 34-32, Sandusky with the lead. We have a timeout called. We'll be right back. 34-32, Sandusky leading 4:18 to go in the game. Coming out of the timeout, Sandusky leads 34-32, 4:10 to go. Brown City with possession. To Clint Ford at the right wing. Whistle was called. Away from the ball. Be a foul on number one, Brendan Long. Fourth foul on Sandusky, 4:05 to go. Gaden Muxlow to throw it out from the left sideline. Inbounds for Brown City. The Haggie back to Muxlow. The Haggie to Clint Ford at the top of the point. 34-32, under 4 minutes to go now in the game. Sandusky with a 2-point lead. Brown City possession, Lawson Cooper. Back over to number 11, Ethan Worrell. The Haggie, the number 32, 3:40 to go in the game. Brown City with possession. Clint Ford with it. Ford with it, still. Pass to Gaden Muxlow at the top of the point. Number one, a little bit of a mismatch here. Well, we have a reach-in foul, number one, it looks like. Brendan Long, that'll be the fifth foul. I believe it is on Brendan Long. He'll come out. Jackson Cartanis will come out after getting a breather. He's been defending Muxlow most of this game. Inbounds pass. Muxlow from the right sideline to Ford. Loses the ball off his leg. Lawson Cooper. Good defense on Champeau. And Sandusky ball with 3:26 to go. Turnover, Brown City. Big break here for Sandusky. 2-point lead for Sandusky, 34-32. Champeau pass over to Andrew Bowlesby. 3-point shot. Brendan Long, no good. Braden Bender, that is, from the right wing. Rebound, Brown City after the 3-point miss. Muxlow for two. He smacks a shot in for two to tie it up, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the line for a 3-point play. Second tie of the game. 3:07 to go. Muxlow for two and fouled. Trying to convert the 3-point play. A lot of free throws for him. That one is good. 3-point play converted. All of them, all free throws made here for Brown City. They take back the lead by one, 35-34. Coming down to under 3 minutes to go. Sandusky ball. Carson Champeau at the right wing. Being defended by Lawson Cooper to the left wing to Braden Bender. Cartanis, paint pass to Andrew Bowlesby. Bowlesby can't handle it. Turnover. Coach Keyboard not happy with that. And Brown City will get it. They lead 35-34. Muxlow to the paint. Lays it up. Hand makes the shot. And he's fouled. And he's fired up in the paint. Driving to the basket for the right wing for two. 37-34. 3-point lead. The largest lead of the game here for Brown City. 2:31 to go. Seven fouls now on Sandusky. And just three on Brown City. They can give some here. Looks like the starters are back on the floor here. Kelton Bukowski, number zero. Barry Lester, number 23, Braden Bender. That foul, the second on number 10, Andrew Bowlesby. Another free throw made. 4-point lead, 38-34. Free throw by Muxlow. And now a large deficit, you could say, for Sandusky. 38-34, largest lead for Brown City. Here we go. Shot for three, no good. And shot for three, no good there. Long shot for Brown City. They'll go up for two, no good. It'll be Sandusky ball. They have the ball. And it'll be timeout called. We'll be right back.
Right now when it's cold and snowy and you're not in the field, this is a
All right, timeout was called up for a couple missed shots by Sandusky and Brown City. It's 38-34. That's our last score check after that minor disconnection. Winter storm weather outside of these high school gyms are hanging on. Coming out of the timeout, 38-34. It would be Brown City ball after they got the rebound against Sandusky's missed shot. Go Green! Muxlow, last 6 points, three-point plays also after a tie, 34-34, and then it's 38-34. Four-point lead here for Brown City in the fourth quarter, 1:45 to go. Lawson Cooper, dribble over to and a bounce pass to Muxlow. Muxlow being challenged by Barry Lester, pulling back with 1:38 to go. Playing some keep away here, seven fouls on Sandusky, so if they send them to the line, they may make another free throws. Muxlow with the dribble again. He'll be fouled.
There you go, gang. Way to work it.
And it'll go for the 1-1 right now. 38-34 with 1:30 to go. Stops the clock for the 1-1. Gaden Muxlow to the line for the free throws. Free throw up. Good. He'll get his bonus. 39-34. Muxlow just on a scoring run here in the fourth. 1:30 to go. Second free throw good. 40-34. Two possession lead for Brown City. They lead 40-34. Sandusky with the ball. Jackson Cartanis. Champeau with it at the left wing. Coming down to 1:15. He'll lay it up for two. No good. Rebound Brown City. Haggy with it over to Muxlow. Muxlow with the ball over to Clint Ford with 1 minute to go in the game. Up top on Muxlow defense. Eight fouls on Sandusky. No call a timeout. We'll be right back. 34-40. It's 40 points for Brown City. Sandusky with 34. We'll be right back. 44 seconds left to go, and Brown City has the ball. They'll pass it around, and they'll turn it over. Sandusky ball, 40-34, 43 seconds to go here. We'll have another timeout just like that after passing the ball around. It's 40-34, Brown City with the lead. Another timeout called. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, 40 seconds to go. Sandusky down 40-34, 35 seconds to go. Braden Bender passed over to Kevin Bukowski, left wing. Jackson Gertanis pass over to Kyle Gieber for three. Hits the rim, no good. Actually misses the rim. Hits the net. Muxlow with the ball. He'll be fouled by Caleb Minard. And that will be nine fouls for the 1-1. Muxlow to the free throw line. I don't think he's missed a free throw here tonight. But 24 seconds to go. This one just slipping away here for Sandusky after holding on for quite some time. But that scoring drought of only 31 points was at the 7-2-32 mark. Of a three-point shot by Gieboard. That first free throw is good for Gaden Muxlow for the free throw, 41-34. Extending the lead by seven with 24 seconds to go. Second free throw, and that one is a first miss. Two misses all night, but not bad. We have a whistle called. It'll be a foul, I do believe, on Brown City. Sandusky ball after that miss free throw and the rebound. Sandusky ball, Kyle Gieber to throw it in. Inbounds pass to Braden Bender. He is fouled quickly as Brown City has fouls to give, not allowing free throws. That's number 11 with his third foul for Brown City. Ethan Worrell, Kyle Gieber to throw it in to the right sideline for Sandusky. 41-34, Brown City leading. Caleb Miner will throw it up. Misses a shot, goes out of bounds. He thought he was fouled. With 16 seconds to go, Brown City will throw it in. It'll be their ball after the miss from the top of the point by Caleb Minard in the Clint Ford. He'll be fouled by Braden Bender. That'll be 9 or 10 fouls here on Sandusky now. Having no choice but to stop the clock. But it's 41-34, seven-point lead here for Brown City. Now we have a different shooter on the free throw line. That's Clint Ford. As most of the free throws taken by Gaden Muxlow. Free throw up, and he'll make it. 42-34. Brown City tying it in the fourth and taking the lead only in the fourth for the first time. Second free throw with a miss. Rebound Sandusky. Jackson Cartanis. He'll go for three. Left wing. Swishes that one. Timeout call by Sandusky. 42-37. We'll be right back. Brown City coming out of the timeout, and Sandusky inbounds pass, and Sandusky will foul right away. Jackson Cartanis zipped his way in to foul number 32 for Brown City. That was Kalen Hagee, 6.5 seconds to go. So only about 1 second to go off the clock there. On the free throw line, Brown City. Everybody pulls back except three Sandusky players. I do believe this is 11 fouls now. First free throw is a miss. 11 fouls now on Sandusky. Five for Brown City. 6.5 seconds to go, and rebound picked up after that missed free throw. Sandusky with the ball. Bender with a long shot for three, hits the top. And that's the game. 42-37. Brown City with a comeback in the fourth to get the win, powered by Muxlow's play. Three-point plays also. 42-37, your final score. Brown City over Sandusky. First meeting these teams, they'll meet again. And Brown City holds first place. First loss in league play for Sandusky. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Our post-game report coming up. Welcome back. Final score. It is the Brown City Green Devils getting the win with a comeback in the fourth. 42-37, your final score. Talk about how this game started. Sandusky started hot. 7-2 at the 5:20 mark in the first. And 17-7 at the end of the first period. A three-pointer by Kelton Bukowski at the buzzer. With a 10-point lead for Sandusky against Brown City boys basketball team. And then a couple points scored by Sandusky, Brown City to start off the second period at the 6:45 mark. But a three-point shot by Sandusky answered back with 6:11 to go, 20-9. 10-point, 11-point lead at that point. Muxlow making some free throws and some shots and a run here, making it 20-13 at the 4:25 mark. 20-16 with a three-point shot by Brown City also. Champeau answered back with a three-point shot himself. That was Hagee with a three-point. 23-16, Champeau with a three-point shot at 3:25 mark. And Muxlow got two to make it 23-18 with 48 seconds to go. And then 26-18 with 5 seconds to go. And then I do believe that's where we ended at the half. That was Sandusky with a three-point, I do believe, a buzzer shot there. But at the half, it was 26-18. Caleb Minder with a three-point near halftime buzzer to end the half. At the end of the third, Sandusky leading by four, 31-27. After that third period of Floria scoring there, 26-20, Muxlow at the 7:45 mark to open up the half. Muxlow with another two, 26-22, 28-22 at the 5:37 mark. Three-point shot by Cal Gibord, 31-22. That's where that long scoring drought in the third period at 2:32 would run here for Sandusky before they scored again at the five-minute mark, 34-32. But the comeback, Muxlow's with some two-point shots. He is fouled. He converts to three-point plays also. Gets within at the end of the third, 31-27. Muxlow with another two-point shot at the 7:11 mark in the fourth, making it 31-29. And then Lawson Cooper with a three-point shot to take the first lead of the game for Brown City, 32-31 at the 5:35 mark. Carson Champeau able to answer back for Sandusky, 34-32 with a three-point shot with 5 minutes to go. A timeout was called. Brown City came out. And a 3:26 to go. A turnover by Brown City, but Muxlow with a two-point shot, and he is fouled. He ties it up, 34-34 with 3:07 to go. Free throw was made, and Brown City takes back the lead, 35-34, and it just went on there from there. Muxlow, 2, 4, 6, 8 straight points with three-point plays involved. 38-34 at one point, and they started to pull away, making the free throws by Muxlow, and extended their lead. Sandusky, though, Jackson Cartanis, 7.5 seconds to go, made a three-point shot, but just too many fouls. Ended up with Brown City going to the free throw line, making over half of them also. Winning this game with a comeback on the fourth quarter near the end of the third also. 42-37, Brown City wins. They move to 11-1 overall. And when we come back, we'll have scoring leaders for both teams. 42-37, Brown City with a win over Sandusky. We'll be right back here on WBGV. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Here are your scoring leaders for the Sandusky Wolves. They lose 42-37, a comeback by Gady Muxlow, and you're going to be surprised about that. Well, not so surprising. Point leader. All right, leading scores, 8 points for Caleb Minard. He had 2 3-pointers. 8 points also for Jackson Cartanis. He had 8 points. 6 points for Carson Champeau, both threes. 5 points for Braden Bender. 4 points for Barry Lester. And 3 points apiece for Kyle Gibord, Kelton Bukowski. And that's what I got. Okay. No free throws taken by Sandusky. No free throws. Free throws for Brown City, 14 of 21. A lot of them in the second half. We'll be back with your scoring leaders for the Brown City Green Devils. They win 42-37. All right, your Brown City leading scorers, they win 42-37. Comeback win over Sandusky. Leading scorer, no doubt about it, you heard his name a lot, Gaden Muxlow, 28 points, 12 free throws. 12 free throws, 14 of 21 free throw shooting for Brown City also. That was a key, and converting his three-point plays also. Advice? Yeah, learn how to shoot your free throws. You're going to win games. Gaden Muxlow, though, just driving the basket, able to knock the shots down despite his double team. Great defense on Jackson Cartanis the whole time, but sooner or later he was going to figure it out. That's what good basketball players do. 28 points is your leading scorer. Gaden Muxlow for Brown City. Second leading scorer, Kalen Hagee. He had the 6 points, and he had a three-point also to help Brown City come back in this lead and hold the lead in the fourth. 5 points for Clint Ford and 3 points for Lawson Cooper. So, yeah, 75% of your points, maybe 80%, by Gaden Muxlow with 28 points in this game. 14 of 21 for free throw shooting for Brown City, and they get this win, 42-37, your final score for Brown City. Again, at the end of the first, it was 17-7, Sandusky leading at the end of the first. At the half, 26-18. And into the third, also, Sandusky still hanging on to a lead, 31-27. But Gaden Muxlow ends the third period with free throws, three free throws also, as he was fouled in three-point range and made him to close the gap even more and pull away in the fourth. They tied it twice in this game, and they held on to the lead in the fourth quarter when they took over the lead and held on to it through the rest of that fourth quarter for the win. When we come back, we'll talk about what these teams have up next. Again, your leading scorer, 28 points, your player of the game, Gaden Muxlow. Leading scorer and the win for Brown City. We'll be right back here on WBGV to wrap things up. All right, wrapping things up here. Brown City again with the win, 42-37, with a comeback win over Sandusky here at the Aldemont Court, Mark S. Hunt Gymnasium. At Sandusky High School on a winter storm Wednesday, able to get this game in. They go to 11-1 overall now, Brown City, 5-0 overall also. All right, that was our top of the hour ID. And again, Brown City moves to 11-1 overall. And up next for Brown City, they will have a game at home against KPEC on the 27th. That'll be a Friday night. Then they'll have a challenge at home against Harbor Beach, February 1st at Memphis. The next meeting between these two teams will be on February 22nd. Brown City on their home court, and they'll take on Sandusky. Sandusky themselves up next for Sandusky. They will be in action at Memphis next week at Harbor Beach, so the shades of everything coming together. The next meeting for Sandusky against Ubley, they can stay in this chase so they can get back and maybe tied up in the Greater Thumb East at Brown City on the 22nd. But take care of business, game by game. At Memphis, at Harbor Beach, are the next couple games here for Brown, or for Sandusky and for Brown City this week. They do have KPEC and Harbor Beach at home next week. Hard to believe we're going to approach February come next week already. Get ready, Groundhog. We want to know if it's going to be early spring or longer winter like we have tonight. Final score, 42-37, your final score. Brown City over Sandusky. High school boys basketball tomorrow night. High school girls Harbor Beach Lady Pirates at the Marlette Lady Red Raiders. Tune in right here at 92.5 FM WBGB for all that action. Thank you for tuning in of high school sports on WBGB 92.5 FM. Again, Brown City over Sandusky Boys, 42-37.